For moviegoers who aren't quite satisfied with a steady diet of superheroes and sequels, independent films provide a refuge. Independent filmmakers have never had it easy, but these days they're having an even harder time getting their movies into theaters. Here's NPR's Kim Masters.
Mark Johnson has produced a lot of big films, including recently The Chronicles of Narnia. But he also works on smaller projects, like the as-yet-unreleased film Ballast. That movie deals with the effects of a suicide on a Mississippi Delta family.
I know you think a lot of ugly things about Darius, but he really loved you.
No, he didn't. He never came to see me once.
He couldn't, James. Your mama asked the court to make it illegal for him to see you.
Ballast is a very small film. No movie stars and a budget of less than $1 million. Johnson didn't expect to get rich off of it, or we should say richer. But when it won Best Director and Best Cinematographer at the Sundance Film Festival this year, he figured a film distributor would pick it up. He did get a few offers, but
it was very hard to project any way in which we could end up making our money back.
So he and director Lance Hammer are releasing the movie themselves, city by city. It's laborious and a bit of an experiment.
When you won that Best Directing Award, surely you thought, somebody's going to come across with a deal. You didn't make the movie thinking, yes, I'm going to send Lance out in a trailer to go and distribute this film.
I thought, at the end of the day, quality, you know, will win. You would like to think if something's made well and it works for a particular audience, that it ought to be able to pay for itself.
But Mark Gill, a veteran film executive from the art house world, says the game has gotten awfully tough. He says 5,000 smallish films with budgets under $10 million are submitted to Sundance each year. Of those, maybe one-half of 1% ever makes any money in the theaters.
Which means that you have a 99.95% chance of failure if you're going to make an independent film.
Think back to last fall. One art house movie after another competed for your attention. Rendition with Reese Witherspoon, Ang Lee's Lust Caution, 310 to Yuma with Christian Bale. One after another they came, and most did poorly at the box office.
Not only were they fighting against each other, but they were fighting against each weekend and another 12 movies opening. Not three, not four, not five, which there used to be, 12 every weekend.
And that's at a time when people have more choices than ever about what to do with their leisure. Many of these movies were paid for by hedge funds.
And what's happening, as we can already see, is the money is running in the other direction, and when there's no money, there won't be films.
I don't think the state of independent film is as dire as all that.
John Sloss runs a company called Cinetic. Each year, he and the Cinetic team are a big presence at Sundance, where they drive tough bargains for filmmakers selling their wares to studios. His company sold Little Miss Sunshine, Napoleon Dynamite, and Super Size Me. Now he's starting Cinetic Rights Management, looking toward what he calls the digital future of film consumption.
I tend to take a sort of economist view toward this. Are the eyeballs still there? Yes, they are. Is the ability to deliver films to people in various ways becoming more efficient? Yes, it is.
Filmmakers submit about 1,200 completed films a year to Sloss's company, hoping Cinetic will agree to try to sell them. Normally, he'll take on only about 50. But many others could interest some segment of the audience. It's an idea that first occurred to Sloss when he was working on a film called Yuli's Gold, in which Peter Fonda plays a beekeeper.
The bees and I have an understanding. I take care of them, they take care of me. We'll both just have to work a little harder, that's all.
All of a sudden, all these beekeeping societies started contacting us, wanting to book screenings, wanting to buy DVDs, because this film glorified them and extolled what they did. I realized that if beekeepers are a community, there are an infinite number of communities any number of films can be marketed to.
The digital revolution provides the opportunity to sell them, not necessarily by making a deal with one studio, but in bits and pieces through the internet, Netflix, video on demand.
And that is sort of the beautiful promise of the digital future.
I'm sure in some cases it will work. The problem always, is how do you get the attention of the audience?
Mark Gill thinks that eventually, sellers like Sloss will figure that out. Meanwhile, Gill thinks there's still room for as many as 100 to 150 independent movies to reach theaters each year. But the bar for those movies will be high.
Good enough isn't anymore. It used to be we would say that mediocrity will be punished. Now I would say the good are being punished. You have to be very good or great or you will die.
And if that doesn't thin the herd, nothing will. Kim Masters, NPR News.